He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, April the 6th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson on this, yesterday was opening day of baseball. I watched part of the Chicago Cubs-St. Louis affair, and as usual, the Cubbies found a way to lose by not scoring any runs. That will usually do it. And our Padres opened this morning, actually this afternoon in Los Angeles. So I'll be, you know where I'll be at 1 p.m. I'll be in my office looking at stock charts and watching baseball on the old TV. Let's see. You know what? The futures were down considerably this morning as I was coming to after a good night's sleep. And now we've got the positive on the market. The Dow is up 33 points, which is kind of a surprise because we had some really poor jobs numbers that came out on Good Friday. The market couldn't react because it was closed, but it's reacting now, and it's reacting with the 33-point jump. Go figure, 17,796. The S&P 500 is up 4 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2,071. The NASDAQ's up 7 to 4,894. Crude oil all the way back to 50. $50.43, or you could look at it the other way and say it's all the way down to 50 from 107. Especially if you work in the oil industry, but it's back to 50. Gold is also making a little move here. $1,219, up 1.5% this morning. The euro is at 1.1026. You know, it's been coming up a little bit here recently. And we have the 10-year yield, which has been dropping once again, 1.85%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management and the chief investment officer, CIO. I'm the guy that calls the shots on our market call, which has been bullish since March 23rd, 2009. And at some point in time, I will call the shot that this bull market has turned into a bear. And we do that exercise once a week. Of course, I do it every weekend in my newsletter, and then I kind of go over what I said in the newsletter once a week on my radio show. Is this bull market still intact? What do the earnings estimates look like for the S&P 500 this year versus last year? And even more importantly, next year. What do the forecasts look like for next year? This is an important week in the market because it's the kickoff of earnings season. Alcoa will report on the 8th. That's Wednesday. It'll be the first company to report. It's a member of the S&P 500. And before it's all over, all 500 companies in the S&P 500 will have reported their earnings. And we will update this year's earnings estimates. And we will also get guidance on 2016 because the market is forward-looking. The market trades on future expectations, whether you like it or not. I've seen arguments. No, we should buy stocks on fundamentals because future expectations are too volatile. Well, you know, take your pick. I've seen a lot of stocks with good fundamentals that went nowhere. That's why I think you have to throw in relative strength, valuation, and technical analysis too. Buying stocks on fundamentals alone, in my book anyways, is not enough. I need more evidence before I buy a stock. But having said that, this earnings season will kick off on Wednesday, and before you know it, it'll be in high gear, and earnings will come pouring in. Over the weekend, I updated all 500 stocks, the consensus analyst estimates for all 500 in the S&P 500, and I finally finished the work on the 100 NASDAQ stocks yesterday, and I'll be reporting that in my newsletter this week. And I'm going to report my findings here during today's show. Because what we're watching for is earnings of the S&P to finally top out and start to regress and start to contract. That will probably be a bigger clue than any that a new bear market is in place. So we have to pay very, very close attention. If stock prices follow earnings, doesn't it just make logical sense that when earnings start to contract, so will the stock market? Therefore, the answer is yes. So we have to watch earnings very, very closely. Little bit of news as we start a new week here. I read that the hedge funds have increased their bullish oil bets. And I've noticed that recently the oil stocks have leveled off. Seem to be putting in a bottom again. They tried about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and they failed. And now they're trying again. And there's even some oil-related stocks that are climbing upwards. I bought my second one last week. It was in my newsletter over the weekend. I now own two stocks. I believe they're both aggressive growth that have a close relationship with the oil patch. But hedge funds are boosting their oil bets by the most in 4 years. So we'll see. The hedge funds have not had a very good track record of being right recently. I see another deal in the biotech patch. Bristol-Myers Squibb and Unicure out of the Netherlands have inked an agreement. Cure is up 42% this morning. And I sent out a tweet just a little while ago that the Fidelity Biotech Fund is up 15.2% year to date. Remember, the market is up zero. The Fidelity Biotech Mutual Fund is up 15%. Well, having exposure to biotechs, not 100% exposure, but an overweighting in biotechs has helped me make something out of nothing in this first quarter of 2015. I reported my results in my newsletter for the first quarter of 2015 in the various portfolios that I manage. And we had a very, very good quarter, because I was overweighted in the areas of the market that were flourishing, and I was underweighted, in many cases, had no exposure to the areas of the market that are floundering right now. Now, 2015 is well underway. The first quarter is now over, and companies now are tallying everything up, coming up with how much they made, how much they sold, how much they spent, what was left over. And if there was anything left over, well, then don't forget you still got Uncle Sam's hand in the pie. And after he takes his 35-40%, then what's left over will be net earnings, EPS, earnings per share. Because net earnings will be divided into the shares outstanding, and we'll get an earnings per share on all 500 companies in the S&P 500, plus all 2,000 companies in the Russell 2000, plus all 400 companies in the S&P Mid-Cap Index, plus all 600 companies in the S&P 600 Small-Cap Index, plus 100 companies in the NASDAQ, and we'll tally them up and we'll get a good clue as to whether earnings continue to expand, which they've been doing for 6 years now, or if they're starting to level off. That is a very important trend to watch, because it will hold the key to when this expansion is over and to when this bull market is over, because we know that no bull market goes forever. We also remember in a not too distant past, 2008, 2009, the market went down by 53%. So I'm not one of the guys that's going to sit here and tell you to buckle your seatbelt, hold on to your armrest, and white knuckle it down 53%, because it will eventually come back someday. Instead, we're going to look for the signs, mainly earnings, that it's over. Up until now, it ain't over till it's over, as Yogi Berra said, appropriate on this opening day around the league in baseball. And it hasn't been over for the last 6 years. It's continued. But we're going to go through our exercise again today. We're going to look at things like GDP, unemployment, jobs picture, inflation, growth of earnings, and whether that growth is still in place, and what we can expect this year, and what the expectations are right now for next year. Is the bull market still intact? Is it still in place? And as I pointed out in the newsletter, something very big happened in the market last week that we need to talk about, because there may be some tremendous opportunity there. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where once a week we take a big macro look at the market. That's very critical because you know, the micro look at the individual stocks, that goes out the window if the market enters into a bear market, doesn't it? So very important that once a week we stop and we take a look. We step back from that painting. Sometimes an artist, I've used this analogy, I used to watch my father paint, and I've watched other great artists paint paintings, and they're so close to it. I'm working on that little detail, that little white spot on that shiny car to make that hood look shiny and metal and everything. You have to step back and look at the big picture, and that's what we do once a week, and that's what I do every week in my newsletter. And as I've stepped back and looked at the big picture, since March 23rd, 2009, I've told you that the bull market is still intact, that there's not a better place to be than stocks, and more particularly U.S. stocks. But I did notice a few things this past week that I want to bring to your attention. Let's begin with the quick look at earnings since 2005, the last 10 years, okay? S&P 500 earnings. We know that stocks follow earnings. As earnings increase, stocks go up. When earnings level off, stocks level off. Just look at IBM. And when earnings shrink and start to dive, stocks start to go down and start to dive also. Well, it's the same with indexes. The S&P 500 in 2005 made $73.46 per share. In 2006, it increased. In 2007, earnings leveled off a little bit, so did the market. In 2008, earnings began to contract on the S&P 500, and they contracted considerably. They went from $83 per share clear down to $59 per share, and the market followed with a 53% drop. Then what happened in 2009? Earnings bottom for the S&P 500, and they started to grow once again, juiced by the Fed, juiced by quantitative easing, juiced by low interest rates, juiced by about every kind of weapon that we could throw at the economy. It worked, and earnings started to grow once again. They went from $83 a share on the S&P 500 to $95 per share, to $102 per share, to $109 per share. Last year we made $117 per share on the S&P 500. Question, was that the top? What are we looking for this year and what are we looking for next year? Well, the answer comes a little bit later in the show when I update and give you the results of the analysis that I did over the weekend. Let's first look at the scorecard in the market this year. So far this year, the S&P 500 is flat because earnings have been flat. There's that darned old correlation again between earnings and stock price appreciation. We've had no stock, we've had very little earnings growth. In fact, it's going to be a very soft quarter. We're going to show a contraction this quarter and more than likely another contraction last quarter. And that's why the market's been flat. The question is this going to be a temporary contraction? Well, if we look at the reasons that are causing this contraction in earnings, it's two big things. One, a drop in oil prices. Do you know that that's done to the earnings of the oil companies in the S&P 500? It's taken most of them to a loss this year. and hopefully returning to a profit by next year. That's having a major effect on the first two quarters of 2015. Secondly, is a strong dollar having an impact on companies that have the vast majority of their sales overseas? Those two factors, at least as of now, are thought to be temporary factors, and the market should return to growth by the third quarter of 2015. At least that's the expectations right now. And that's why you haven't seen a major sell-off in the market during the first two quarters. Oh, we've had plenty of triple-digit days to the downside, but we've also had a lot of triple-digit days to the upside. And the two have kind of offset each other. And in the end, the S&P 500 is up zero. Because as of right now, the expectations are that these first two quarters will be a soft patch in the economy due to those two factors that I just named. And then everything will be hunky-dory by the third quarter and the fourth quarter of this year. That remains to be seen. As we start to watch these earnings come in, we're not only are we going to get a fine-tuning of this year's earnings, but we're going to get some guidance on next year's earnings. So I'll be watching them very closely. But the bottom line is the Dow and the S&P 500 are flat so far this year. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is up 3% this year because it's still maintaining a little bit better earnings. It's not impacted as much by the drop in oil prices and by the spiking dollar, because the NASDAQ has very little exposure to energy stocks, and the NASDAQ has companies that are growing faster, and the NASDAQ doesn't have as much of its sales overseas as the S&P 500 does. So that's how the U.S. market shapes up right now, and that's where we're at year to date. I pointed out in my newsletter, however, that last week, especially right before we went into the weekend, all of a sudden the emerging market started to emerge and started to break out. Could it be that while the U.S. economy stumbles for a couple of quarters, that all of a sudden money is going overseas looking for quantitative easing and money printing? Well, I saw a breakout in VWO, which is the Vanguard Emerging Market Index. And look at that. It's breaking out again today. It's following through. These are fresh breakouts that occurred on Wednesday of last week. I noticed the Emerging Market Small Cap ETF, which is DGS, breaking out. Look at that. Lo and behold, it's following through and breaking out today. It's following through. I noticed China, FXI, which there's a lot of ways to play China. A-shares, China Large Cap ETF, Fidelity has a good China mutual fund. It is breaking out with a vengeance right now. I believe that money is not all of it. I mean, don't sell all of your U.S. holdings, but it does look like a good opportunity here to scout out probably some of the broader diversified emerging markets as opposed to picking one country. You know, I noticed Mexico breaking out, EWW, and it's following through today. Look at that. But I would take a broader swath, like an emerging market index, like a VWO or an ADRE or others. There's lots of ways to get exposure to the emerging markets, and I've been negative on the emerging markets for a long, long time. This represents a major change for me, something to look for. Now, when we come back, we're going to look at the earnings for this year and next year and try to determine together if this bull market is still intact in the U.S. or not. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's just recap a little bit where we're at here in today's show, because we're going to move pretty fast to this next few items that I want to talk about. Number one, we're examining today whether or not this bull market, which has been going for 6 years and 3 weeks, is still intact. I've been bullish for the last 6 years and 2 weeks. Six years and 1 week in my newsletter, and I report every week. I let you know exactly where I stand. I put my neck on the line. Secondly, this U.S. market is flat so far this year. The S&P 500 and the Dow are basically where we started the year at. The main reason is that the first two quarters of this year are also going to be flat. Two big factors causing that. The drop in oil prices impacting the oil stocks that are a big part of the S&P 500, and the rise in the dollar, which is impacting the multinationals that have a lot of sales overseas. As of now, this is expected to be a temporary situation, and by the third quarter, those factors are hoped to be behind us, and then we begin our path to growth. But we have to look at the earnings first, the estimates for this year and the estimates for next year, to see if that's a truism or not. I updated my numbers over the weekend, and we'll be going through them here in a bit. Thirdly, the global markets are exploding all of a sudden. We have the Emerging Market Index, the Vanguard Emerging Market Index, VWO, now up 5.1% year to date. That's well ahead of the U.S. markets, and I see that that global rally is continuing today. I pointed it out in the newsletter over the weekend that global markets broke out last week. That's something to take note of, and there's a lot of ways to get exposure to global markets. India is up 8.3%. I continue to like India. I continue to have a healthy exposure to India. Europe is now up 7.2% year to date. Europe continues to break out. Look at EFA. They're printing money over there. China A shares are now up 13.7. I had a 10% exposure earlier this year. I became impatient, which is one of my faults. I can become impatient from time to time. I sold my China A shares, and now they are exploding to the upside. No problem, because I can always get back in. And it's my opinion that because of the slowdown in the U.S. markets for these first two quarters of 2015, at least that's what the analysts are telling me, it's my opinion that money is going overseas and chasing a little better growth right now, which they're finding in India, which markets are finding in Europe because of the printing of the money and the quantitative easing. And also in China, where they're goosing the economy in a lot of risky ways. That China market, I'm telling you, that is just fraught with risk. They've let the margin rates go way high on Chinese stocks and whatnot. A lot of unhealthy ways of goosing their market, but it's working, and Chinese markets are breaking out. As I look around the world right now, and as I look at my own asset allocation, I remain 100% stocks. Well, Bill, interest rates are hitting new lows. Why don't you want any bond exposure? Because I just don't feel like there's any capital appreciation potential there. How much lower can interest rates go? They're already off the charts. They're below the charts when you look at the last 100 years of interest rates. So for that reason, I believe there's more upside potential still in stocks, especially if earnings continue to grow like they have been for the last 6 years. I still like the U.S. markets for now. But you can also throw in India, which I've had exposure to now for a year. I'm up almost 50% on that India position I bought a year ago. And you can also throw in the emerging markets right now, which have caught my eye. European markets, which are now starting finally to break out. And you can also take a look at China right now, which is also breaking out. But remember, it's the one with the most risk. I have zero exposure to the bond market. I remain a bull on equities, on ownership, not in loaning companies money, but in buying them and participating in that growth of earnings that is taking place right now. And it continues to take place, and now it has even moved overseas. But, Bill, you said that earnings are leveling off here in the United States. Is that a temporary thing, or is this a pattern? Well, we really don't know yet. We'll continue to watch this going forward. But having said that, last year, the S&P 500 earned $117 per share, roughly. That was an increase over the prior year. And earnings have been going up since 2009. And that's why the market has been going up more than any other reason. I mean, you can look at everything else, GDP, unemployment. I mean, that all feeds into it. But what does it all feed into? Bottom line earnings. And earnings have been increasing on the S&P 500 since 2009. And they continue to increase. This year, 2015, given the numbers that are on the street today, and this is prior to the earnings reports that will be coming out in the next several weeks, S&P 500 earnings this year should be right around $120 per share. That's greater than last year's $117 per share, isn't it? So at least as of right now, the expectations are that S&P 500 earnings will grow, not by much, 2 or 3%, but they'll grow, that's important, over last year. And looking ahead to 2016, as of at least right now, the expectations are that the S&P will resume its growth track, and the earnings estimates for next year come in at about $135 to $136 next year, which would be about a 10%, 11% increase, meaning that the six-year, three-week-old bull market remains intact for now. Having said that, it's very important to remember that these numbers are subject to change. When we go back to the bull market of 2000 or the bear market of 2008 and 09, they were looking for increases the following year until at some point in time expectations started to drop rapidly. That has not happened yet here in the U.S., or nor has it happened in the global markets. In fact, if anything, the global markets is witnessed by the breakouts taking place all over the world right now. They're picking up steam. So how could I be anything but bullish right now on the stock markets around the world? I'm very cautious, however, and I'm going to watch very closely this coming earnings season, which begins on Wednesday. And we're going to see what those earnings do to the current estimates that are out there for this year and next year. If we see a significant falling off in earnings expectations, we're going to see a significant falling off in the market too, because they go hand in hand. So we'll be watching very, very closely. Stock market's still bullish. Whether it's small cap U.S., mid cap U.S., large cap U.S., and the emerging markets are starting to flip from a void to early buys here as they begin to break out. I still do not like gold at all. I still do not like the bond market, although if you want to hide out in the bond market, be my guest. And if you're thinking about being bearish on this market, if you're thinking about joining the bears who have been wrong for the last 6 years, be my guest. They've been wrong for the last 6 years, and it's my belief that those that are calling for a big stock market sell-off today will also be proved wrong, at least as of now, and unless the expectations change in the market. But as of now, the expectations in the market are for further growth of earnings in the S&P 500 in 2015, and a return to double-digit growth by 2016. But stay tuned, because those numbers could change over time. We remain bullish at Gunderson Capital Management on stock markets around the world right now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And as we finish up this first quarter of 2015 and look ahead to the earnings reports that will start streaming in here soon, we will be watching very closely for where the numbers will land on an aggregate basis for 2015 for the S&P 500. For the NASDAQ, for the S&P 400 mid-cap index, and the S&P 600 small-cap index. And I'll be updating my numbers on a weekly basis and reporting them to you in my newsletter every single week. We sent out almost 10,000 newsletters this past weekend. And it seems to me like a lot more people should be getting it than are, but that's okay. I have my followers and they want to know what I have to say on the weekends, and I've kept them in the market for the last 6 years and 1 week, and at some point in time I'm going to set up the warning flag saying earnings are starting to contract. That's a major, major warning signal that the bull market is getting ready to come to an end. But for now, 6 years, 3 weeks of bull, even longer than that on my radio show. I think there's been 19 years of bull here on the radio, some would say. Well, the bull market remains intact for now. Now, having said that, the ranking of the sectors of the market, you know, I was able to have a very good first quarter of 2015. While the market gave nothing, 0.2%, you know, I'm going to say that the average stock portfolio here at Gunderson Capital Management was up about 5.5%, 6.5%, somewhere in there. And the average ETF portfolio was up double digits, about 10 or 11%. And the only way I was able to achieve those results, to make something out of nothing, was by number one, being in the right areas of the market, the areas of the market that were flourishing. The areas of the market that flourished during the first quarter of 2015 were the healthcare sector. Well, it's unaffected by low oil prices, right? It's unaffected by a strong U.S. dollar. The pharmaceutical sector, ditto, unaffected, still growing quite nicely. And I had quite a bit of exposure to technology, in particular the semiconductor sector, I would say. And that helped me achieve very good results. And at the same time, I had very little exposure, if any at all, to the multinationals that are being impacted by a strong U.S. dollar. And I had very little, if any, exposure to the oil patch, which got decimated in the first quarter, and anything commodity related, which got decimated by a U.S. dollar that was rising and rising and breaking out like I've never seen before. Now, as we enter into a new quarter, the pharmaceuticals and the biotechs and the drug stocks and the healthcare stocks, they've had a pretty good first quarter. I think you have to be a little bit more careful there, without question. And I may be looking to take some profits there. I'll be watching those stocks very, very closely. I have them on a short, on a very short leash right now. At the same time, it appears that the bashing of oil prices and that the strong run in the dollar is probably about over. I can't say that for certain, but it looks like it. The worst is definitely behind us, and there may be some opportunities now in some of those stocks that have sold off so greatly here recently. And so there may be a little bit of turnover, maybe a little bit of sector rotation. And the other area that I see opportunity right now, this is something that I brought to your attention in my newsletter over the weekend. The title of the newsletter was Global Breakout. I saw many global markets break out last Wednesday and Thursday as we headed into the long holiday weekend. Emerging markets. Take a look at a chart like VWO, which is the Vanguard Emerging Market ETF. You'll see the breakout that I'm talking about. Look at DGS, which is small cap emerging markets. You'll see the breakout that I was talking about. Take a look at double the European index, UPV, which is one that I bought last week. Take a look at China, FXI, or ASHR, or the Fidelity China Mutual Fund, FHCCX, I believe. FHCCS, I believe. If you can't find it, look it up, Fidelity China Mutual Fund. Look at the breakout in it last week. Even Mexico, and of course a lot of these economies are tied to oil. Russia's up 25% so far this year. If you really want to go out there on a limb, be my guest. I'm not real enamored with investing in Mr. Putin's country, myself. But some of these countries that are heavily impacted by oil prices are starting to come back right now. And that's probably telling us that the worst is behind us in oil, and oil's starting to settle in, and we're back to $50 per barrel. So that's what's happening in the market. That's our weekly macro look at the market. I'll be tweeting anything that I see today quite heavily. Tomorrow, you never know, four or five a day of some of the extraordinary things that I view as I fish these waters today. I'm going to go into every little nook and cranny that I can, and if I see something, number one, if I buy something, I'll be sending out a push notification to my premium subscribers. And I'll be buying it for my clients who have accounts with me here at Gunderson Capital Management. They saw several new buys last week. They saw a couple of sales. I see some sectors that are starting to roll over. Looks like maybe they're giving up the ghost. A little bit of sector rotation taking place. But the bottom line is that I remain bullish. I don't know. Am I the contrarian? There's a lot of bears out there. Or is everybody bullish? I don't know. Has everybody been bullish for the last 6 years and 1 week? I don't know. You listen to a lot of other people and hear a lot of other opinions, and I don't know what the others. I try to hear what the others are saying. I haven't heard too many people say, well, we've been bullish for the last 6 years, and we continue to be bullish. Well, that's where I stand right now until further notice. And I update it daily. I update it weekly. My app updates stocks daily. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. A lot of good ideas on last week's newsletter. And if you'd like to talk to us about managing your money, we're 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Go Padres. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.